So the general rule of thumb, or not the general rule of thumb, the thumb, but typically the intros to all episodes of this podcast are recorded after the fact. Usually I record these a few days after, a week after sometimes, record them right before the episode comes out in the editing process. So oftentimes it's like Sunday morning out in the minivan in the garage where it's nice and quiet, and I'll record these introductions to these wonderful episodes. This one I am recording immediately after we recorded this episode that you're about to listen to. And I'm still in a funk. I'm still kind of in this place of discomfort and unease and uncertainty and fear. And my body is feeling a bunch of stuff. It's feeling tense. My breathing is very restricted. My hips, we talk a lot about hips. I think this episode's called Hips Don't Lie. I can't decide yet. They're feeling very tight. What happened in this episode? Well, before we get to that, this episode is brought to you by The Refinery Barbershop. The Refinery Barbershop is located in Springville, Utah. So if you are one of our many, many listeners that we have in Utah, you should drive down to or up to, depending on where you live, Springville, Utah, and drop into the Refinery Barbershop. There you will meet a wonderful barber, perhaps Steven Roccozella, who you've heard on the podcast, or one of the other guys that works there. And you can get your hair cut. You can get your beard trimmed. They do the really, like, the whole nine yard, hot towels, straight razor shave, old school style type of barber shop experience there. And they create an environment that is both welcoming, relaxing, and it's really a connected space. They do a great job of holding space there for the entire experience so that you get to come in and not just get a haircut. But think of it as like sometimes a little mini therapy session, which is kind of cool. You can go follow them on Facebook. Also, if you go to our website, energieslovepodcast.com, click on the sponsors tab, you can find links to their info up there. And I cannot recommend them enough. One day, I imagine there will be a day when I get my hair cut again. And when that day does finally arrive, it's hard for me to think, but I think one day I will get my hair cut again. And if that day does finally arrive, I will definitely be going to the Refinery Barbershop. So go check them out. Go show them some love. Go schedule your appointment. And then when you're there, tell them that you heard about them on the Energy is Love podcast. So back to this episode you're about to listen to. It's an intense one. This is a really, like I said, I'm recording this intro right after we got done recording this podcast, and I'm still in the thick of it. It's a deep episode that brought up a lot of stuff for me, and Stephanie did a wonderful job of helping me lean into it and go deeper into the experience, and you guys get to just witness and be a part of it. You're welcome. Congratulations. Hopefully you get something out of the experience that I just went through. That's always the type of thing that we like to think about or facilitate with this podcast in some way, shape, or form. So I don't quite know what to say about it other than we go from Star Wars to Kevin Smith to broccoli sprouts in our smoothies to psoas muscles to deep trauma and pain buried in my body, and the correlation and connection to that as me as a young child from a very early age in fear and loathing in Las Vegas. No, I'm teasing. We didn't go there, at least to the fear and loathing in Las Vegas. But it's a good episode. As always, if you get anything from this, if you ever have any sort of questions that you would like to ask Steph or I, if you want to shout out and say, hey, we love your podcast, hey, we hate your podcast, whatever it may be, there's plenty of ways you can do that. The easiest would be to shoot us an email. You can just go to the website and click on the contact button. Also, you can go follow us both on Instagram. Those links are in the show notes. You can go to the Facebook page for the podcast. And at the end of the day, you don't have to do any of those things. You can simply sit back and listen and enjoy all the episodes that we throw out there. But this is another wonderful episode. And hopefully you folks enjoy. Folks, I'm going to start calling the listeners folks. Makes me feel like we're in the 50s. But here we go. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Energy is Love podcast.
Energy is love.
The Energy is the Love podcast.
The Energy is Love podcast.
Energy is love.
The Energy is Love podcast.
The podcast for the universe.
The Energy is Love podcast.
No, it's not bad.
I'm uncomfortable. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
I was super excited, and then we sit here, and I'm like...
I was thinking of this last night of, like, I think it's been almost 3 weeks or maybe even a month since we've recorded.
Really?
It's been a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we recorded...
On our anniversary.
We recorded on our anniversary, which was, so it hasn't been a month yet, but it's been a few
almost.
Weeks.
It's like the 4th today, isn't it? Is no. It May the 4th be with you?
No, tomorrow's May the 4th be the with third. You. Okay. Today's the 3rd.
All right, I'll save those antics. We should record tomorrow so I can say that.
We can record tomorrow if you'd like. Just do an entire episode on May the 4th be with you.
I'll just say it on repeat and it'll be a loop.
On Star Wars? You're all, no, we could not do an entire episode on Star Wars. It's okay. We'll spare the listener because nobody wants another podcast on Star Wars. I'm sure there are people that want another episode or a podcast on Star Wars. But
are there podcasts on Star
Wars? I'm sure there's podcasts
on Star
Wars.
Have you listened to podcasts?
I have not. No, not at all. I've listened to, Kevin Smith. Jay and Silent Bob, right?
Yes.
They have a podcast. He's got a couple different podcasts, but I listened to his take on the new Star Wars trailer. So I listened to the clip from his, I don't remember, I think it's Smodcast or I don't remember the name of his show, but it was his take on just the trailer, the new trailer that came out recently for the new episode or the new fucking movie that is being released this December.
What did he think of the trailer?
You'll have to go watch it on YouTube like I did.
Can you just give me the synopsis?
Yeah, he's a big Star Wars, like hardcore geek nerd Star Wars guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got married on, do you know what Skywalker Ranch is?
No.
I'm guessing it's a... George Lucas, right? He's the guy who was originally behind all the Star Wars stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He has what's called...
In theory. I'm just kidding. I can just feel the hairs rising.
Skywalker Ranch is the place, I'm guessing it's in California, and they have a bunch of, it's like, this is so stupid, I don't know why we're talking about this. Why I'm educating you on Skywalker Ranch.
Please.
So it's like your compound.
At the edge of my seat.
It's George Lucas's compound.
It's a compound?
For... like special effects editing, sound editing, all that kind of stuff that, you know, it's the place to go if you're doing that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's Skywalker Ranch. But Kevin Smith got married there.
Was it like special effects and editing? Like,
no, they were there editing.
Was he in a sound booth?
He was there working on a film. It was in the late 90s. I don't know what film he was working on, doing some editing and things like that. At Skywalker Ranch, and he and his wife decided to get married there. And so they hurried up and threw it together in like 2 days and got married at Skywalker Ranch. So that's how big of a nerd he is.
That's kind of cute though.
Yeah, it's way cool. He's a stud. He's somebody that I would love to have on the podcast one day. So if you're listening, Kevin
there
Smith.
You go. It's out there. I want to hear about the ease of putting a wedding together in 2 days. Like, that's exciting because that is like, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to, it's just boom, 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 done.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't plan, you know, it's not going to be too elaborate. It's not going to be over the top. You don't have to worry about, are people going to make it or not? Either they can or they can't. 2 days, boom, done. Hassle free.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, it worked for him. They're still married, him and his wife.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She was preggo at the time.
Are you saying he had a shotgun wedding at Skywalker?
Totally had a shotgun wedding at Skywalker Ranch.
You know a lot of information.
I follow him on Instagram.
Was it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Did they... I won't speculate. I'll just ask, what did they name her?
I don't know if this is her real name or if this is just her account name on Instagram. But it's Harley Quinn.
Shut up.
Yeah, and there's a chance that that might be her real name, but I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know that much.
Okay, so I kind of like, that might be worth following.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like my smoothie.
Anyways.
Sorry if you can hear my lips smacking.
Jason Mewes, too. You know Jason Mewes?
No.
He's the Jay of Jay and Silent
Bob.
Oh,
how about that? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
like, no, I don't know who that one is.
I just spit some kale on the microphone. Yeah. He was recently in Utah at Wise Guys.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we missed him.
Were we trying to go?
No. I looked at going, but it didn't work. It didn't work for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I didn't even know who it was.
Yeah, Jason Mewes. And they're coming out with a new film. They're right in the middle of... This turns out to be an episode all about...
Again?
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called, but it's totally Jay and Silent Bob, their new film. They're right in the middle of production of it right now. I don't remember the name of it, but it's funny because, you know, like the first introduction of Jay and Silent Bob were in Clerks. So that was Kevin Smith's first film.
Oh, yeah?
Clerks. Do you remember Clerks?
I'm sorry. I don't have as much information as you do about this.
That's okay.
No. What was Clerks?
We don't need to dive into Clerks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure I do because, you know, the time frame.
I don't know if you saw it. It's kind of
one
of those. I saw
Office Space. Is it Office? Something like that.
it's earlier than Office Space.
Earlier than Office Space.
Yeah.
I liked Office Space. I'm sorry. I wasn't as strong of, like, I know who they are, you know, but it's.
They're our generation. That's what we grew up watching. Maybe you didn't. Me and the, Adam and Brian definitely did. Those are my brothers, by the way.
Oh.
So.
Are they? Good to know.
I have two brothers, Stephanie.
I learn more about you every day.
Yeah. So it's been a while since we've recorded.
Yes.
And we have been busy. I was also thinking last night, because I knew we were going to be recording today, that we are now into May. This is the fifth month of 2019. And we have done a wonderful job, like we set out to do, of releasing an episode every single week.
Good job.
Yeah, good job us.
I just sit here and talk. You do all the lifting. And I don't even have to talk for every episode.
Yeah, so it's been wonderful. It makes me super happy.
Let me come along for the ride.
No, it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
Don't you like our time sitting on the couch?
I do. I was telling you I missed it.
Yeah. Well, here we are.
Yay.
Back on the couch with our delicious smoothies. They are good.
I haven't been drinking them as much. It's been a busy month and it's just a broccoli sprout. It's broccoli okay. Sprout.
Did you put aloe in mine? A little bit? Did you sneak some aloe in there?
I did it a little differently this time. Usually I do aloe just in the kale and broccoli sprouts and then water in the fruit to mix it up before I combine. And this time I decided aloe's good for you. So drink your smoothie.
I can't taste it.
You can't? Mm-mm. There's no water. I did it all aloe.
Yeah, it's not bad.
See? So good.
I'm going to have to pause and go vomit, but...
You should have took a picture of your little broccoli sprout that didn't get blended up, poking up, looking like a
tapeworm
or something.
The broccoli sprouts are educating our brains, right?
I don't know.
Do you remember what the vitamin is? I've talked about broccoli sprout. I talked about them on Blaine's podcast.
Did you? Yeah. I can't remember.
That's okay.
I...
Go eat some broccoli sprouts.
Apparently you need to eat more than we're eating to remember what the vitamins are in it. Yeah, I don't remember. I know I like how my body feels. I feel more like able, more alert, more energized, more naturally energized, more
cognitively aware.
I don't know if I'm really getting any cognitive awareness. I haven't noticed like less inflammation in my body. I haven't noticed my cognitive abilities just really hone in and focus, but I feel more motivated.
I've been thinking about inflammation in my body lately.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. So kind of last year was a lot of experimentation in regards to food and how food affected inflammation in my body and mm-hmm. chronic inflammation and pain in my body. And I feel like I have that pretty well dialed in now to where I have drastically altered the chronic inflammation that I used to exist with strictly from diet.
Yeah.
So I feel much better about that. However, I still have some inflammation in my body. I still have some areas, specifically like my hips and what would you call that? Like my pelvic bowl, all that area around my waist. What would be a good term?
Your inferior portion of your trunk.
Wow.
Call it your hips.
Yeah. That is hands down, I've decided, the go-to place that I store and block all my stress. And I think I have still not lingering, pretty persistent inflammation in that area. And I'm convinced that it is not food related, that it is stress related. So my question to you, beautiful woman.
Okay. Let me finish that. Hold on. Pause.
There you go. Here's another episode of ASMR with Stephanie.
Okay, now it's out of my reach. We're good.
How much do you think stress contributes to inflammation in the body? Like, we know that it does, right? We know that that's a thing. But how much do you really think it does?
Like, are we looking for percentages or for me to be like a lot, a little? So you're letting it separate. No, that's weird. You got three levels in there. It's like a parfait.
Yeah, people can't see the...
You should just drink it. You've got aloe, and then you've got your kale, and then you get your...
You know what this looks like? I am actually going to take a picture of it. I like it. I'm not complaining. But do you know what it looks like?
No. What does it look like?
It looks like the experiment that you would make when you were a kid, and you would like mix up dirt and weeds and grass. You're so mean. Like when you're making the little hashtag mud pie in the backyard. And you're okay. Like, look, I made a potion.
So when it's you good, look though. At his Instagram, and just remember, don't make fun of my smoothies. They're good. Mm-hmm. I feel like you'll only drink them if we can talk about them here.
Talk about them on the podcast.
You're like, here we go. Look at
inflammation in your body caused by stress.
Yeah, I think it's very highly effective or not effective. A cause.
Big factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that sucks.
It does. Stress and...
Chronic, right?
Cortisol. Yeah, it's not even...
Chronic inflammation.
Just what can you do to balance it out?
It's just a fucking emotion.
So you just have to feel it.
Yes.
Did you get mad? Mm-mm. Did you get a little like, oh, what are you doing?
I'm cleaning broccoli sprouts out of my teeth now. But for you...
For me?
Yeah, for you. How much do you think?
Oh, you mean personally? Stress? I thought you were just like, in general, I think the answer is the same. I think in general, stress affects people's bodies, obviously. I think it does lead to inflammation. And for me, I think it's very intense, yes. Yay, talk about stress. I'm grabbing my arm as I think about it. I don't know. I get really upset by it too, because then whenever I have like pain mm-hmm. in my body, then mm-hmm. I get pissed off and irritated because stress is getting the better of me and I could fix this if I could just not be stressed or if I could eat better. And
so like this constant battle back and forth with stress.
And then I'm losing.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm failing and then it pisses me off.
And
you get mad at it
and you're mm-hmm. like, ooh, I'll win this time, stress. And then stress is maniacally laughing in the background.
Sound like Ray Liotta.
yeah, you're not going to win. That's what stress is saying. That's not what I'm saying.
You saw that hit me?
Yeah. No, you can definitely, it's not a battle. Like, that's what I've come to understand for myself, right?
Yeah.
The more I battle it, the more I fight that, ooh, you're not going to get me this time stress. The more I'm like participating in a battle that I do not want to participate in. Like, stress is only going to fight you if you show up on the battleground and decide to fight it.
And that shit's a stalker. That is a crazy psychopathic stalker. Every time you turn around, it's like, hey, I see you.
Yeah.
No. So whether you're on the battlefield or not, it's over there waiting.
So don't show up and fight it.
Did you just hear what I said?
That it stalks you?
Yeah. It's not on the battlefield. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Stalking.
Are you... It's like a demon that possesses you.
Oh, my God.
And follows you around.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's... I don't know. I guess it's... I don't know. It's only as big as you feed it. The month of April, I've been feeding it. It's a big, big beast.
Yeah. That's okay. We don't have to talk about it.
It doesn't make me uncomfortable. Let's talk about the stress. No, it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's just funny.
I think that you're under... I'm sorry. Hold on. I think that the better you feed your body, the less stress affects it.
Yeah. I think so.
Like, it still affects it, just less severity.
And talking as far as like your diet and the food that you put in. Yeah.
Food you put in, chemicals, all kinds of that stuff.
Yes, but I think just by itself, it is a big factor. It has zero to do with diet, zero to do with, you know, food, all those kind of different things. It just alone by itself causes inflammation.
Yes. I agree. I just think that... it's less severe.
Yeah. So.
What?
More, what?
I said, what?
You wanted to talk about.
Are you leaning? I think we're doing good here.
You want to stay talking about the stress in your body?
Yeah.
And the inflammation?
Yeah, you brought it up.
I was just thinking about it recently. Because I was thinking about why I still have all of that tension in my hips and all of that tightness and soreness, you know, and like my hip flexors and all that kind of stuff. And like when you try to work on my psoas, how I get like immediately
beyond. We should do an episode of that.
An episode. Yeah, we'll do a live.
Just hear your sound effects.
A live. We'll do a Facebook live of you trying to work on my psoas. That would be...
I don't try to work on your psoas. I work on your psoas.
Yeah, but I don't even let you in to work on my psoas because it's so tight. And like as soon as you're like, hey, let's... how about you let me work on your psoas? And then my psoas immediately responds with, get the fuck out. And it hides. It's like, oh, you want to come work on your psoas? Shields. It's invisible. It puts on its invisibility cloak. I don't have a psoas. What are you talking about? And then my left foot comes out and kicks you in the face and says, bye-bye.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah. So I think about that. I'm like, why am I still storing so much stuff there? And what am I storing there, right? What am I holding on to? But I also have recognized lately... how much chronic discomfort, inflammation, pain, whatever we want to call it, that I used to carry in my back, how much of that is gone.
Yeah.
And how much of that has kind of receded, right? And that's been really, really neat. Oftentimes when I go to group and we have the slowdown right in the beginning and I'm kind of like in the process of checking in with my body, I used to always sense and feel... soreness in my back, whether it was my upper back, my shoulders, or even my lower back. And now I kind of check into that area to see if it's there, and it's really not very often anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. That made me happy.
That's really good.
It is good. But I still got this whole hip area. My hips don't lie.
I heard that every time. I was trying so hard not to say it. Every single time I'm like, Shakira. But yeah. I don't want to say it. And then you said it. I'm glad you said it. Yes. Yeah.
What do you think I'm storing there? Woman that I know.
Lies.
lies, but my hips don't lie.
Yeah, that's why I said it's lies. I don't know. Like, that is the one and only time I remember you calling me a crazy bitch. I mean, well, at least to my face. But was the first time I was trying to go in and work on your psoas. But I was explaining to you, because you have to relax. You have to talk through it, because you can't just go sticking your hands in people's stomachs. You know, you have to work together with that. And mm-hmm. I was explaining it to you, and your face puckered, your finger came up, and you went, oh, what, crazy bitch? I still giggle. I cannot giggle at that, because I think that's one of the few times that you've actually been scared in hearing me do something and like, oh, and like I'm still in school. I'm like, look at this technique I learned today. Let's practice. Oh, hell no.
That's not a thing.
It was a very fond memory. Makes me all giggly. Boy, do you want to get into that? What I think you have stored there?
Well, why don't you tell people what a psoas is first?
It's a muscle.
I didn't know about it until you started talking about it. I didn't realize that that was something, you know, I wasn't familiar with that muscle.
Okay. It's your hip flexor. You have your iliopsoas, and I always say it wrong. Psoas is correct, but whether it's the iliacus or iliacus.
I think it's iliacus.
And I'm not sure, because sometimes you say things like it's spelt, so you remember how to spell it right when you're doing all these tests. And I remember it looked like, oh crap, I can't remember. So it's either iliacus or iliacus, whatever. Iliopsoas is the combination. And the iliacus or whatever is on the inside of your hip bones that connects to your psoas. So it's like this forms this whole muscle. It's these different groups with it. And this is the very basic. There's more strength. There's different labels for different areas, just the general. But it's along the lateral side, the outside of your spine, connects to your spine, goes down. So in order to reach it, you can't get to it through the back, through all your extensors. You go in through the stomach with very relaxed. So because it's so deep, that muscle, but it is so prominent every time you bend over, bring your legs up, any kind of movement, any kind of bend in your hips is your work in that iliopsoas. But it doesn't get, you can't rub it, you can't massage it, you can't, that's not one that you get to very often. So it gets super tight, super sore. And then when you go into work it, it's not used to being touched. So it can be an experience.
It can be very reactionary.
You have to go slow and you have to move with breath. And just take your time. You just don't go right in and ha-ha, I'm on your psoas, unless you don't like the person, which by all means, I still don't recommend it. I'm just kidding.
Kick them in the psoas.
But it's a patient muscle to get to. A lot of compression, moving with the breath on the exhale, and communication. And if there's some ticklish issues going on for that minute, you have to, you know, it's just really moving through it. And then just that hint of flex, just that hint of movement, or if somebody starts to laugh, the pain is really intense. So you got to work with it. You got another body. They have to trust you to go in, which apparently, maybe you send somebody else to work on your husband's psoas, because apparently he doesn't trust the wife. So I can tell you how many psoases I've been in, but not yours. Just kidding. So it's really good, and it helps. There's so much pain that is caused in your hips, and it radiates to your lower back. A lot of times, lower back pain is your hip flexors, which, circles back around your hips. And so that can alleviate a lot of lower back pain if you get on the front and work the psoas. There we go.
Yeah, so I don't have a lot of lower back pain anymore, so maybe my psoas is healed. I'm done. Maybe I'm not really storing anything there.
You know, I know this chick who is like crazy ninja warrior with getting in to the psoas. Maybe I'll get you an appointment with her.
Is her name Stephanie?
So, I don't know.
So why do you think I store a lot of that stress?
Sacral.
Energy. Just all sacral stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I'm aware of it.
Yeah. Then why do you ask?
I acknowledge it. And then I'm trying to decide, like I'm waiting for the right, I don't know. I'm just waiting to see how that unfolds. What's going to come from that space so that I can be more relaxed and flowy. I want to be more flowy in that space.
Stay tuned. It's going down for real.
What do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about?
Yeah, because I feel like now you're like, I don't want to talk about your sacral. So
we can talk about your sacral all you want. We can talk about your sexual chakra all you want.
It's not just the sexual sock chakra. It's not just the sex sock chakra.
Say it again. Let's see if the third time. The
sex sock chakra. It's the power center.
Hmm.
No?
No, keep going.
No, I'm all uncomfortable. I don't want to talk about this.
Why?
Because I feel like I triggered you. Because you're like, I don't want to talk about that.
You feel like I'm triggered or are you triggered?
Probably more me, yeah.
You're triggered. I'm not triggered. You're triggered. You're all triggered. Let's change the subject. Squirrel. I think it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's it feel? I'm looking at you.
It doesn't feel good. And honestly, I can feel my...
Your non-sexual chakra?
My asexual chakra. It's gender neutral chakra. It claims no identity. No, but I can feel the tension building in my hip area as we're sitting here talking. It's funny.
Just sit in it and feel it.
Yeah. It's super fun to sit in it and feel it. You're not going to work on my psoas today.
Why not?
I have to be like in a really, really, really...
Is it like anal? You have to really be prepared for it? Like going with the intent, like, this is going to happen today. I got to work on relaxing completely.
Got to do a lot of prep work. take a shot. Yeah.
I'll hold you after.
Now I'm loving all the visual. There's often times that when we're talking, I will get visuals of what I think the people listening are getting visuals of, and then it makes me laugh even more. I'm like, oh, we just gave these people this massive visual of all sorts of wonderful
stuff.
They
weren't expecting anal. They were not. I bet if someone was taking a drink, that's a squirter. That's a sprayer. That's a squirt. That's a squirt. We can go there too.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I'm totally trying to deflect back to you and get away from my psoas.
Your anal.
Get away from my anal chakra psoas area. Oh, gosh.
That's really your root. You're okay.
Your anus is your root?
Think about it.
Well, it's definitely the root of something.
The root of something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We don't have to talk about that anymore. I'm having fun though. I like being on the set. Oh my God, your eyes are big. Are you okay?
So what do you want to, how would you help me with my sacral psoas?
Oh, see, there's like, I don't know. I think we just need to work on your prostate. If I just go in and like massage it, then maybe it'll release.
We're not working
maybe you're
on
just
my
a big
prostate.
Tight ass. Maybe that's it. Maybe if you weren't such a tight ass, your hips would relax.
I'm glad you're getting a good kick out of this.
Oh my God, I'm loving this. I think this might be my favorite episode ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a tight ass.
Really? Let me in. And this is when Craig decides he no longer wants to share the podcast with me.
It's a lot of information for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel very comfortable right now. I am okay now.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can we shift from anal to...
No, once you hit anal, you're done. Like, you don't go anywhere else.
It takes a while to shift from it. You're going to be with anal for a while after you have it. It's not going anywhere. It's going to remind you, hey, hello, remember me?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, what can we shift to now? Whew. I don't really know that the topics I had in mind fit after that conversation. I don't know how to like segue. I don't know how to change courses. That train is on the track.
Yeah. Well, we could dive in even deeper.
To your anal? To your anus?
To all sorts of things if you'd like.
Ooh. No, it's okay. That's mean.
That's not mean.
No, it's mean because I'm over here having fun, making you uncomfortable. And it's really, it's like a power thing right there. I'm like, oh, you are blushing. I have the power. I shall continue. Usually I'm over here squirming uncomfortable. And that was that dynamic. And I grabbed a hold. I'm like,
you can put me in the hot seat.
I don't like being in the hot seat. I don't want to do that.
Well, that's why you're putting me in the hot seat.
Yeah, but I don't do to others what I don't like done to me.
Hmm. Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with making me feel uncomfortable. That's how we stretch. That's how we grow. Leaning into uncomfortable.
What article are you reading?
You can't reference things that people are going to have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Does it make you uncomfortable?
No, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. Jerk store.
Name caller. Do you, like, I don't know what it is that you're wanting right now. Are you feeling open? Is this where I go in and start probing? Is this, are you just, like, I'm really not sure what you're, I cannot read you right now. I am unable to read you. I don't know what it is that you want, if you're trying to be accommodating or if you want this. I need consent.
You need consent.
I'm just kidding. Huh? Just kidding.
I don't know. Joke about I don't consent. Know either, dear.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's move on.
So.
My hips are super tight.
Chris Ramsey, right? Shout out.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the magician on YouTube that nobody knows about.
You know about.
I do know about Chris Ramsey.
You're a fan of Chris Ramsey.
I am a follower.
You're a follower. I've never heard you say that.
That's a thing?
I know it's a thing, but you think about it, you're always a leader. I've never heard you say, I am a follower. That phrase, like, I know you're talking like Instagram or YouTube or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard you utter the phrase that you are a follower ever.
How's I've said that word before.
Yeah, usually you say it in reference to others. Yeah, you watched my finger point. You don't ever refer to yourself unless you're saying, I'm not a. You've never said. To me, I've never heard you say, I am a follower. Ever.
This is a weird episode.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening. What is going on?
You're triggered.
I'm
uncomfortable.
I'm something.
Okay. All right.
We can keep going.
No, forget Chris Ramsey.
No,
forget.
We can keep going. But I don't know. Help me, Steph.
Well, no, now I feel stupid. I don't want to talk anymore.
No, don't feel stupid. Help me.
Help you?
Yeah. What's going on? What's happening right now?
What day is it?
What are we doing? I feel incredibly exposed right now.
Oh, babe.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I feel nervous. I feel my chest. I'm holding my breath. My hips do feel tight. And I'm having a hard time forming any thoughts. My brain is kind of confused right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel like I just stumbled on a really dark secret that maybe you haven't even seen? Oh boy, that's a look.
As soon as you say like a really dark secret, I'm just like, oh, fuck off. I don't know. That's not what it feels like.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't feel like some dark secret.
You don't shine light on it. What do you call it?
On what? I don't shine light on what?
Okay, Mr. Trigger Reactionary, we are only talking about the phrase where you said, I am a follower. I'm not digging up anything else. It's all right.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Alphas unite.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I don't mean anything by that.
Keep going, please.
You are so anti that. Like, you are absolute 100% leader, lead the way, go. This is how we do it. You have a very, very, very difficult time letting somebody else. However, there is that part of you that really, I don't know.
Go ahead and say it.
Well, I don't know what I'm talking about. I have not been very connected this last month, so I'm going to say things that may not, you know, maybe they're invalid.
You do know what you're talking about.
You do follow, and you hate that part, and you follow temporarily, because when, as soon as you realize you follow, then you go in and you want to. Lead the way. Which it can sound like, I don't know, I guess that can be interpreted. I think the way that you see that is like, okay, now I'm going to lead the way. It doesn't matter where I'm going. Doesn't matter what I think, just pillaging over, plowing, and then taking charge. And it doesn't matter just because you have to lead. No, it's just, then you find your voice and you see it. It's like you get in and you taste it for a minute and you're like, okay, here we are. I like this. I like this group. I like the feel of it. I like the move, but then I can taste and then I can see what needs to be added. Excuse me. I can see where it can be stronger, where it can benefit. And then that's where it then engulfs to you taking the charge, taking the lead.
I think I don't like following because I don't like being told what to do.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yes, you have a very, very strong authority issues. You do not, you cannot. Like, oh my God.
What do you think that really stems from? Because I've always had that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember a time in my life when I didn't. I remember being little in elementary school. And I'm not like middle school, not high school, even though all of those experiences, but I remember in middle school being like, fuck off when it was a teacher or like a principal or, do you know what I mean? Anybody in any sort of authoritarian type role telling me what to do at all, right? I would always, like, I would go along with... whatever may be happening, or I would, you know, participate. And, but if there was something that I didn't want to do or something that I didn't like, or God forbid, if I was singled out and said like, don't do that when I didn't think I was doing anything wrong, then it would be like, you're dead. Like, you're dead to me. Fuck off. Like, I remember staring at people. I remember staring at, I keep getting bits and pieces of kale and broccoli in my mouth. I remember staring at people, feeling like all I had to protect myself was this look, was this stare, where it was like, you know, shooting daggers with my eyes, like all the anger and rage that I had inside of me was just the only way to let it out. Was through my look, like the way that I was staring at you, where I looked at you with such, oh, like hate and discontent and anger and rage, but I couldn't verbalize any of that and I couldn't lash out. I was stuck in the moment and I couldn't, you know, defend myself or react, but I could just sit there with pure hate and anger in my eyes. And I remember looking at people with that feeling. Mm.
It's the only thing you had to protect yourself with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you were being led by adults or authority in a way that was harmful or hurtful, you couldn't protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a deep one, babe.
I do too.
So maybe, how deep do you want to go?
fucking podcast.
I think maybe.
I'm trying to, when I hit upon things like this that are really big, my first initial reaction still, even after all the kind of work and understanding and the ways that I've been doing things, my first initial reaction is, okay, let me figure this out intellectually. Let me put some pieces together.
I can see you churning.
Yeah. Let me come at this from a place where I can put some pieces together to understand it first, and then I will feel it.
Analyze the fuck out of this.
Yeah.
Analyze it.
I got to figure it out first. I got to put some pieces together and analyze it and see how things are interconnected and see the ways that they're woven and see how this has played out over the course of my life and see the ins and outs and the who's it's and the what's it's and why. Let me put all those pieces together first, and then I will feel it. My first response is not to just feel it. My first response is to disconnect from it, analyze it, and then go back in and feel it. I don't like that. I would much rather have my first response to be to feel it. But the hard part about that is I don't know what I'm feeling.
Do you think that if you were to dig down deep, you could find a desire to follow? No, hear me out. A desire to have something safe that you could trust to keep you safe, to keep you protected, that you could count on, that you knew wasn't going to shift, and that safety where you could exhale and follow.
Yeah. Very much so.
So, not analytically, but emotionally, how likely do you think it is for you to find something like that?
What do you mean?
Like when... I think you go with things that you can think of, oh, I can trust this person. I can trust this person. I can trust this situation. I could do this. You have all those things where you feel like you have that safety, that trust. But when it comes down to picture yourself complete surrender in that moment, do you feel, not do you know that you can trust these certain people, but do you feel that you could really let yourself completely trust, completely surrender, completely be led in that moment?
No.
So maybe following isn't a trigger word. It's the desire to.
Well, like if we break it down, because I can feel that deep-seated thing of being a little boy and just wanting to be able to follow and have it be safe. Have it be constant. Have it be just safe.
So what about right now? Right now your answer is no.
So
what does that feel like?
It feels like that those are temporary.
What is?
The safety that comes from letting go and just following, because it's only a matter of time until that is no longer safe to do so. So I always have to lead, because it's the only way that I feel safe. Because then I have control over, my own safety. If I lead, because it's only a matter of time until whatever it is that I'm following is no longer there or is no longer safe. But really, 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 really just wanting to be able to follow and not have to lead. really just wanting to be able to trust that wherever we're going is okay, whatever's going to happen is okay, that I don't need to be on such guard and defense, because at any given moment things can shift and not be safe. It hurts my heart, babe. I can feel that little boy. And how hard it was. And how scary it was.
Can you feel that right now? Can you bring the little boy and the big boy together? Feel that right now?
Well, it's always this thing of like just going over and picking them up.
Yeah.
There are so many times I've seen myself go over and pick up myself as a little boy. You know, when like kids are little and you pick them up and they wrap up around you. There's so many times I've seen myself do that to myself. And it's like, it's okay, bud. Because it's safe now. You can just follow me. You can just follow me because you don't have to be worried anymore.
What are you feeling in your body now?
I'm trying to relax my body. I'm trying to breathe and feel into my body. And find the areas that are tense and just let them relax. But my shoulders feel very heavy.
If they had a voice, what would they say? I know that's not your practice, but I'm asking you for something different.
What would my shoulders say?
Mm-hmm. If they had a voice, they were talking to you. Not for the world to hear, but for you. What would they say to you?
We're tired.
What do they want?
Can we drop this shit? Like they want a break. Like they want to just drop the backpack and then just like sit there for a minute and not have to carry anything.
Do you think they're frustrated with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the part of you that thinks that you're doing something wrong? Or is that the part of you that's really connecting to what they're saying?
Yeah, I don't think they're frustrated with me. I think they're just tired.
Let's try and listen again.
I just need a break.
You feel that chill popping up?
I'm getting disconnected from it now.
Yeah. I know.
I can feel myself disconnecting from it now.
That was close. You almost tapped in. So close. I love you.
I love you, baby. I am... I know that there's more to fill.
Yeah.
I know that there's more to... like, experience in that feeling and in that space. But, it kind of feels like, you know, it would, I mean, it would be like another 15 minutes of silence on the podcast as I feel.
Well, why don't we push pause and you fill?
Because I don't want to push pause right now.
You don't want to fill.
It's...
right now. That's okay.
Slow down, Stephanie. It's not that I don't want to fill, dear. I'm having the... right now, my brain is like battling to get back into the fight. My brain is like doing this thing right now where it's fighting to take back over, where it's like trying to analyze and look at this.
Yeah.
It's trying to put the pieces together of this. It's like, it's trying to like hurry up and nudge my emotions out of the way. Don't worry about it. It's okay. We'll figure this out. So it's like battling to get back into this space to process through this stuff. You know, because there's often times when I get to this space where it's like, okay, I can feel it. Mm-hmm. I can tap into it. I can dip my toe in it. I can see it. I can recognize the feeling that needs to be felt. I can even, like I said, dip my toe in it a little bit and feel it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But then I stand there on the outside of it and I look at it and I'd be like, what the fuck's the point? Because I'm aware of why it's there. You know, I'm aware of why I have that feeling. I can, like, in a flash, I can see all the interconnected pieces of my life and my history and my experience and my dynamics and my relationships and all these kind of different things of just this simple fucking thing of like having to feel like I had to lead the way for my own life and my own experience and always lead because it wasn't safe to follow. And it goes way, way back to safety for me and not feeling safe because of tumultuous turmoil in my house as a child where things were constantly... There was always an undercurrent of potential danger, even though the reality was there wasn't a lot of danger, but there was a lot of fear of danger, right? And so just the fear of that didn't make it safe.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, yeah, I mean, the whole thing of how this began when we were talking about this and authority and, you know, people like telling me what to do. And the way that that triggered me and made me react and respond. And, you know, because I think a lot of times those moments of when I would get in trouble for something as a kid at school or something, whatever the case may be, that there could have most likely been some subconscious action of mine that was trying to lead because I didn't feel safe in the moment or in the experience, or I didn't feel seen or accepted. So then I'm like, well, fuck it, I'll just go do my own thing because I don't feel accepted in this moment, you know, by this experience or by these other kids or whatever the case may be. And then when I go do my own thing, whatever that may look like, getting in trouble for that and just being like, oh, fuck you. Like, all I'm trying to do here is, like, feel safe. All I'm trying to do here is survive. Like, all I'm trying to do here is disconnect from the pain of not feeling accepted or not feeling safe. So, yeah, I don't know what to do with it in this exact moment. But I know there's some more there. And not necessarily, I mean, there's always more layers of things to pick apart and understand and analyze and piece together, but I definitely need to devote some time to sitting in that space and feeling that. Because there's a lot to feel there. Just this little boy that didn't feel safe, didn't feel accepted, didn't feel seen. So, felt like an outcast. And just had to go do his own thing, lead his own way. And how hard that was, you know? Yeah. Well, what do you want to do now?
I like what we're doing.
I bet you do.
No, this isn't like what it was before. This is different.
I know.
And yeah, I do. Very obvious why you won't let me in your SOAS.
Yeah, because...
Yeah. It's okay, baby.
I had to do a lot, babe.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's really hard to trust you.
Yeah. I'll keep showing up anyways.
You do. You know, like every single person that I can think of in my life. No, I may be over-exaggerating this moment of pain, but like every single person that I can think of, like in one way, shape, or form, left or didn't show up, or if I really trusted them and showed myself in some way, shape, or form, then they left and didn't show up for me. it's really hard to trust you with some of that deeply hidden, buried energy, I guess. But I do trust you. And you do show up.
Are you saying that to make me feel better, or are you saying that so you can hear it?
No, dear, I do trust you.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
That's just for you.
I have to pee. I have to pee way bad, and I don't know.
What do you want to do? You want to come back to it, or you want to?
Yeah.
I'm going to let this finish.
Let's take just a pee break. Out.
Okay.
Pee break over.
Do you know what I'm missing right now?
Tell me.
Cigarettes.
Oh.
Just in this moment.
Babe, we're going to be a year soon.
I know.
It's going to be a year soon.
Yep.
There was recently, where was I?
Ooh, sorry.
Steven was smoking. And I was just standing there, being like, oh, just smelling it. It was that fresh smell smoke, right? Not the stale, shitty smell.
Yeah.
But it was like the fresh.
I know.
It smells so good. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm happy though.
Yeah,
I'm glad
we're
done.
Me too. Like, even in this moment, but just in this moment, that is like all that I want right now. That would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie, beautiful wife of mine. I haven't let you do that in a long time.
I know.
I haven't let you help me in that way in a long time. Not a long time, but it's been a minute. What? Gotta be so easy. Why didn't we just talk about Kevin Smith more? What came up for you in that experience? What came up for you as I was processing through some of that?
I really didn't have anything come up for me at that moment. I was pretty honed into you. Afterwards, and during our pee break, I had a realization.
Yeah.
Was when we first started and digging into that, I subconsciously was like, we talked about this recently, how I try to protect you and try to shield you and try to take things for you so you don't have to feel too much pain or too much sadness. And how, yeah, that's worked so well. But when you first started like getting into it, and I would feel it and like quickly give you that out, or maybe shift it just that little bit to like lessen it, because I didn't know if you really wanted to feel all that right there on the podcast. And then I stopped and I was like, phew. And then I just sat there and let it go. But for that little bit is just that realization after that. So many times I try to very lovingly just like jump in the line of fire for you, make it okay for you, make it easier for you. And like, everything's okay. Everything you do is perfect. Everything's okay. You don't have to do it right now. You can do it right now. Or maybe it's, you know, just to give that little bit of, and then it's hard for me sometimes just to be like, okay, feel what you're going to feel. Let it sink in. Let it knock you on your ass if it's going to. I don't like that. So that was after. And I'm like, oh, I finally just kind of let it be what it was going to be. And then, like, I also know that you have your certain ways of doing things. And so I don't think mine are enough. And then to tell you, okay, I know this isn't your way, but do this. And it's not that you have to do anything. It's just, I got out of my way with you for that bit. Instead of trying to help, trying to fix, and trying to do it your way, because that also is a help and a fix. Because then you have, it's going how you want it to go. You're doing that leading thing. So just got out of my way, which allowed you to sit in that as much as you were going to sit into it at that moment. So, but that all came after. In the moment, I was
just present in the moment. Yeah. Huh? It's funny. I'm nervous for what the rest of our day holds. I'm nervous for when we're done recording, because I don't really want to. I don't want to take up the rest of our day sitting in that space and feeling that space and processing that space. I would much rather.
What would Craig say?
I know.
What would Craig do?
What would Craig do?
What would you? What would Craig tell me?
I know, but it's silly.
Oh, I will remember that response next time you tell me that.
I'm not saying. That process is silly. I'm saying, like, I understand completely. Do you know what I mean? I get that. Like, my fear and resistance to it, and like, I don't want to take up the rest of our day sitting in that pain and that sorrow and that fear and the uncomfortableness and all the emotions that are wrapped around that whole thing. And it's really funny too, because this is something that's been happening a lot lately for me as well. Like, recently I had you and I have talked about this. I don't think we've talked about it on the podcast, but how I feel like I have all of these pieces. Like, I know everything that I need to know for my life, right? I'm no longer searching for answers. I'm no longer searching for direction. I'm no longer searching for some hidden Gemma. What's Gemma? Is that
Sons of Anarchy?
I'm not searching for Gemma in Thank the garden God. Where Jax shot her in the head.
she did kill his wife, his yeah. baby mama's, so, like,
yeah.
That's weird twist. God,
that was a terrible fucking episode. Big deflection. Anyways, I'm no longer searching for any of these things. I feel like I have all the answers that I need in regards to what I need to be doing with my life, where I need to be going, what I want to be doing, you know, my path of life. I feel like is now laid out before me, where before I was searching for things to give me direction or to give me the path of my life laid out before me. However, that doesn't mean that I know everything. That doesn't mean that I'm all knowing. But I just feel such contentment and peace with no longer searching for anything. But now the things that are coming up are more nuanced layers and different shades of all these things that I already know, right? The whole concept and idea that I lead the way because I'm a control freak and I have to take control of situations, because when things don't feel like they're in control, or when I feel like things aren't in control, and then it makes me feel like that little boy who's afraid, because there's no structure and there's no control and there's such risk and danger and fear over the unknown of what's going to happen. So I completely see that dynamic, right? All these things I can see, and I have kind of felt my way through. And so this thing that just took place, this thing that you and I just did, is just another shade of that experience another shade of that emotion that I get to take and absorb and experience. It's not some massive epiphany, because I no longer need some massive epiphany to give me peace. I just now get to subtly recognize and see all the shades and nuances and all of these things that I have unearthed and uncovered in my life, fully understanding that there may be something I'm not seeing. You know, there may still be another epiphany down the road. Some other new...
Yeah, there may be.
Some other new realization. But I have such peace in my life right now, because I don't feel like I'm missing anything. You know, my path to happiness and my path to peace in this world is laid out before me. I know where I'm going. I know what it is. And along the way, I get to still experience all these subtle shifts in the breeze as the wind comes blowing across, and pick up new things and new deeper layers of these emotions and these things. And, you know, I mean, the question of why is my psoas so tight and why do my hips not lie? Like, that's not an unknown thing. I fucking know why. You and I both fucking know why. It's not something that we haven't ever discussed before or been aware of or talked about or, you know, every single time you try to work on any part of my hippo area, my hippocampus, you know, anytime you try to give me any sort of massage or relaxing in that area, it's always very hard for me to relax. You know, it always feels good, but it's always very hard for me to let go and relax, because I got a whole bunch of fear. And it stems from a very early age of not feeling safe and things feeling very, very unsteady and unknown, and just this underlying current of potential danger and gloom and pain and sadness and all that jazz. So this was just some more of it. And I'm thankful. I'm very thankful for you. Thankful for the last little bit of sitting on our couches talking into these microphones. But definitely not what I thought we were going to be talking about.
Wasn't what I planned on talking about either.
Yeah.
Still like to do that on another episode though, because I think it's super important.
I do too. There was stuff, too, that I wanted to talk about that I'm super excited to talk about. Because it's like that stupid article that I was reading this morning played into the podcast that I was listening to last night when I went to pick up Stevie. Yeah. It was Esther.
I've been listening to her stuff. That's a whole other conversation. Yeah. Podcast out.
But
I don't know how.
She was on Dax's show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Armchair Expert.
Yeah.
My new favorite podcast.
Yeah, well, I keep listening to all kinds of Esther stuff and hoping that...
Esther Perel, for those that don't know who the hell we're talking about.
Well, just be ready. Like, if you... Like, that person that doesn't sway one way or the other, that middle ground that you can never find, that's her. It is awesome, but she... Man, doesn't mean...
I'm kind of liking her just as much as I like Brené.
Yeah, well, like, I don't know. Like, right now, I tell you what, you want to talk about triggers. I don't know how to feel. I want to cry and be held and start fires. So, I'm not
sure.
She's
got a lot of wisdom.
She's got a lot of wisdom, but, like shut the fuck up, okay? like, I'm feeling pretty... Pretty fucking defeated right now. So, anyway, change the subject. We're not talking about Esther Perel anymore. She wants to like fucking come talk to me in person. But I don't know if I can do that either. Ha, kidding.
So we need Kevin Smith on the podcast.
Do we? Okay.
We need Esther Perel on the podcast.
I think she should just come live with us for like a month, and then I'll decide if like I'm gonna. No, never mind. Well, I can't talk about this.
We also need Dax Shepard on the podcast. Who are some other people that you want to have on the podcast?
Who are some other people that I want to have on the podcast? I just want.
You just want podcast.
Boy,
to be
you
out.
Fucking flipped that shit quick. Look at you. You're like, ha ha, I know what to say, Esther Perel. Boom, watch the bitch burn. Watch
the bitch burn. Teach you to touch my psoas.
You told me to put you in the hot seat, fucker. I did not say that to you. It's all right. No pressure. Hey, I learned a new thing today.
What did you learn?
You know, like the perspective, like here you are with all, you have all your tools and stuff. How many times have I used the air compressor? I've used the air compressor, not on bike tires, but you showed me that. But car tires, I know how to check the pressure. I move it around. I even like, scares me, but I release the pressure so it doesn't sit there. I know all of that. But I have moved vehicles.
To get to the air compressor.
Get to the air compressor. And I watched you today. I'm like, you unplugged it. And then proceeded to fill the front tires that were the farthest away from it. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Like, it won't reach. I have to move the car. And I was like,
Oh my God. I learned
perspective.
That. I didn't know that.
When did you learn that?
Because I used to plug it into the garage.
Yes.
And then pull it as far as I could, far as the plug would reach. And then try to make it all work. So it was always a pain in the ass.
Who blew your mind? Because you blew my mind.
I just figured it out.
Okay, well, good job. I was watching you and my jaw like hit the floor and I felt like the dumbest.
Because basically think of it as a balloon. So you blow the balloon up as much as you can blow it up.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
But it just didn't occur to me. And you know what else? Huh. I have released the pressure on the air compressor only one time. But I released it with it still plugged in and turned on. And I was like, oh my God, it's so loud. And then all of a sudden it goes, and I was like, I about like shit myself. So
people have now just learned a lot on this episode of the podcast.
Sometimes I'm dumb.
They've learned what a psoas is. Mm-hmm. They've learned how that general area of your body could potentially hold a lot of tension and stress that can cause chronic inflammatory is how you pronounce it, issues. And also they've accessed some ways to potentially tap into that space facilitated by, maybe my beautiful wife, but
if you're lucky.
And then also that you can unplug your small air compressor and move it around the vehicle rather than moving your vehicle around the air compressor.
Like seriously. Seriously. That was such a like, oh my God. Oh my God. So you're sitting over there like, you know, like, I don't have anything else to learn in life. And I'm like,
guess what else?
You can unplug the air compressor.
Guess what else?
What else?
Guess when this episode comes out. This episode comes out on Monday. Today is not Monday. This episode comes out on Monday.
Okay.
Today is May 3rd. But when this episode comes out and when people listen to this episode, it'll be your birthday. Yay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. I love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
I'm going to tell you that on your birthday too.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, quota's met. Technically, all I have to do is listen to this on my birthday and there you go. You did it. So my birthday gone hard. Okay.
I love you, babe.
I love you too.
My first response is not to just fill it. My first response is to disconnect from it, analyze it, and then go back in and fill it. I would much rather have my first response to be to fill it.
You have to go slow and you have to move with breath. Yay! Talk about stress. I think this might be my favorite episode ever.
How about you let me work on your psoas and then my psoas immediately responds with, get the fuck out.